Okay, so I guess then we can start to shut down the final talk, I would say, of this event. Although there is a workshop still running about MTLS, we still continue. No, say we cannot hear you yet. Yes, there's a microphone symbol. Cool. So then I would like to say thank you for all your participation here. We had a nice first edition of FrostCon, online edition. For us, it was fun. And I just wanted to show you some facts to illustrate how the conference has been for us. So first facts, since we had an online event, streaming stats are the most important things. We have two separate stats in this case. We have Big Blue Button stats and streaming stream states. Since we record them separately, if some of you have been in the talk of Lucas, who described how this organization worked and how the technical setup was working, you know the numbers. But if you haven't been here, just some fun stats. So we had at the peak we had 200 participants live in Big Blue Button rooms. These weren't in one single room; they were all over the rooms we have. So the partner rooms, the workshop rooms, the lecture rooms, and also the special rooms like the Aura office, the Coffee Clutch, and the other rooms. We produced around 500 gigabytes of traffic, which isn't that much, but I think it's enough for such a conference. The user stats, which are, let's say, a bit quirky because we have 1,100 guests, which isn't actually the number of guests we had here, because if you close your browser and open it again, you are a new guest. But we can say we had at least had more than 200 registered users. These also include speakers, partners, and organizational staff. So I think it's pretty good for the first online edition. Also, the stream stats is a small graph here. You can see, if you can spot some highlights. We had at a peak around about 270 people who are watching the stream. These are people which go on top of the BBB users. So I've calculated the numbers during the event, and we were somewhere around 300 to 350 viewers, which sums up stream users and Big Blue Button users at the same time. So let's say 350 users about visited here, and maybe also I think we had some changing users from time to time. So that would be the way to then we will I would say start to say some thank you notes. Said, if you want to take over, you can do now.
Yes, I will. So I want to thank all the staff and all the people who organized the conference, the name of the university, and well, I think it was for the first version of an online conference. It was really great, and well, thank you to everyone who worked together and made this conference possible, and I wish everyone a nice evening. And well, we don't have to travel home, most of us, so it's just a farewell to until next year.
Thank you, Said. Also, a big thank you for the University of Applied Sciences for supporting us. This year, they didn't have to sponsor most of their facilities, but there are still people in the vicinity of the Applied University. For example, Ulrich Kelber yesterday held his talk from there. So we're still very thankful for the support that the University of Applied Sciences gives us for this conference, because without them, we wouldn't be here the 15th time, to be honest. There wouldn't be any 15th FrostCon conference, and especially it wouldn't be free for you, which is one of the major benefits of this conference, that it's actually free for everyone, so everyone can come. You don't, even if you don't have the money to pay big entry fees, you can come here and enjoy the FrostCon. So first of all, a big thanks goes out to all our partners. We have a lot of partners which join us multiple years. Most of the partners you see on the following slides haven't been here for the first time, but have been with us for the last couple of years, some partners from the beginning. And we're very thankful for that, because without these partners, this conference wouldn't happen, because then we would have to start to to raise the fees for you, and we don't want to do that. We want to have a free and open source software conference, and the free, we mean that. So that's, the partners allow us to do that, so, and they allow us to have this conference every year. So we have a lot of supporters. This year, there wasn't much opportunity to present themselves in the conference due to the lack of presence, due to lack of a real place to present themselves, and still they were they said, we want to support you, we want to help you to make this conference happen. Also, a big thank you to the booth partners. Five of them you see here. The next one is coming in the next slide. You also, I think, are an important part of the conference, because people are able to talk to you, get to know what you're doing, and maybe if they're interested in looking for a job, they can come to you and talk to you in person without being in a situation where they have pressure. So there's a very easy, you can talk easily, you can talk about topics, what you do, and I think it's a nice way to get to know the companies. Thank you for all the partners supporting us. Also, thank you for Tarent being one of the conference the room partners of this special room of lecture room one. And also they had a booth here, so I'm very thankful for our partners in this case. Another thank you, Said also said it, to all the organizing staff, all the people working behind the scenes, some of them very, very heavily in the last couple of weeks to make this technically happen, but also for the organization we do before. We start basically at the end of last year to organize this conference. We thought it would be a live conference by that time, but then things radically changed, and due to the dynamic nature, how we organized the conference, we were able to cope with the changes and to stop planning the real life conference and start planning an online conference. And I'm very impressed how that worked out, to be honest, because for all of us, it was a premiere. Most people didn't have online conferences until the point where we decided to do so. So there were no large experiences. We didn't know which tools exist for such a large audience. And I think it worked out very, very well. So I didn't see any major large technical issues. I think everybody found his or her room. Every speaker was here. So I think it was for us, it was a great success that the organization could happen like that. And then that's why I want to say thank you to all of the organizing staff. Also, thank you for all the speakers who came to the conference, but streamed the talks from home, gave presentations for users. We had some talks where over 60 or 70 people were listening to. So I guess that's an audience you would like to talk to, and it's nice that the people were there and you were able to interact with them. Thank you for all the speakers. And finally, I have to say thank you to all the participants. You have been here. We don't do the conference just to have a conference. We do that so that you get information, that you can talk to other people, you can hang out with them. The latter parts aren't as easy as it is when you see people in person, but I think we still made it somehow happen. And without you participants, we didn't need to make this conference. And we want to. We want to give something back to the community. We want to give you the opportunity to start as a speaker. So if you want to propose a talk next year, we would be thrilled to see you, and also to have you as a visitor, so you can give us feedback and you can learn something new. That's very, very cool for us. So hopefully next year we will see us in St. Augustine. I'm not sure about that right now. I think nobody knows. We will see next year if it is the second online conference, or if it's edition 16, which is then I think 1,000 in binary, to have the next conference in place. We will only do that if it's safe, that's for sure, because we do not want to pose any health risks to anyone. So take a look at our social media channels and all the other publications we try to do to send you the information how the conference will take place next year. But I guess this won't be fixed until, let's say, April or so next year, I guess. Hopefully then the pandemic is over, but we still don't know. Nobody knows, actually. And if you would like to give us feedback, there are multiple ways to give feedbacks. If you want to rate the talks, you can go to the program page and rate the talks there. If you have feedback and any other topic, just send us an email, feedback@foscon.de. We will read all those messages. Maybe we will not respond instantaneously, because we all mostly need a break after such a conference. But we appreciate every feedback you give us. and we like what you have to tell us. If it's bad news, it's good, then we have something to improve on. If it's good, we also are happy about that. So, and finally, we have a survey which is provided by the University of Applied Sciences. It's only in German, that's the catch, but you can do the survey on regular conferences. We have them on paper, now it's online. It's basically the same sheet, but online. If you want to give us feedback, feel free to do so. And then the final words here is thank you for participating in FOSCON 15, the first online conference, and have a nice weekend, the last few hours. And hopefully you've learned something for you or taken something with you that you can share. Thank you.